We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay, so I was at the grocery store, right? And I see this guy, and he's wearing like a ferret on his shoulder, which it reminded me of that time when I was living in Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
When...
Hang on. Are we circling the airport? Or are we going to land the plane soon?
I'm just painting context. Some of us enjoy narrative arcs in our stories.
Yeah. And some of us just enjoy answers. This week, we're going to talk about communication styles. We're going to talk about storytellers, the bullet pointers.
Guilty.
And how not to throw hands during group meetings.
Also, a little spoiler alert, I did buy the ferret and his name is Ron. Hello and welcome to Adulthood is a Project, the show where two sisters discuss lessons learned and growth earned through the realities of life. I'm Charlie, and you all know my sister Casey, and we're your hosts.
In today's episode, we're going to be discussing communication styles. We're going to discuss the ins and outs of how we communicate and...
And we'll see what else we discuss.
Let's get started.
Full disclosure there, listeners. I didn't give her her cue card.
All right, so. Oh, communication.
I did already pre-applause now.
Yes.
And then I wanted to throw out there, you know, I know we got to do our quiz and whatnot, but I just think a big shout out. Listeners, we appreciate you so much. We're seeing the reviews. We're loving it, and we appreciate it so much. Like, those things that seem like it takes you nothing but a few seconds to do mean the world to us. So thank you so much. We really appreciate that.
We appreciate your communication with us.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, there it is. keep that communication going.
Communicate with everybody.
Oh,
man. You love us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Share the love. Communicate it with everyone you know.
All right.
All right.
Oh. It's quiz time.
Woo! Oh, there. I was like, oh no, my button's not working. Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready. I'm ready to nail this thing.
You got your loser button ready too, right?
No. I don't even focus on that.
Oh, man. I gotta tell you, like, this is, I'm super excited about this quiz, because...
Which makes me super nervous.
So, communication is something I think is so fun, and I took actually a lot of classes on it whenever I was going to college. And so one of my favorite assignments that we would have would be whenever we had to watch movies and analyze the communication in it. So,
oh,
I made the quiz all about communication in movies.
Oh, nice. Okay.
All right.
I like it.
So.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
I think so. And full disclosure, when we were even talking about doing this episode, I thought to myself, I don't think I know enough about communication. So now I'm nervous.
I'm like,
if it's not sarcasm, I don't understand it.
I think I kept it pretty easy. I mean, because I know you're kind of stupid, but you'll get it. You're going to be good.
Okay. I got faith. You got faith. I got faith. Let's do this.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So, in Top Gun, Maverick communicates with Goose using hand signals during flight. What type of communication is this?
Of using hand signals? Oh, nonverbal.
Got it.
Ding, ding, ding. The bird. Yes, I know the bird. I hate it when it does that. I'm sorry.
Flies away sometimes. Okay.
Keeping up foreign relations. Okay.
In The Little Mermaid, Ariel loses her voice, and she's worried about how she's going to communicate with Eric. And Ursula sings her a song and tells her not to forget the importance of this kind of communication.
I was going to try to do an Ursula voice. I feel like I paused long enough. What is body language?
Yes. Ding, ding, ding.
That was my lame attempt at my Ursula voice, by the way. What is she like? Never forget the importance of body language. She's all, yeah. Why was that in a Disney movie? But hey, whatever.
All right.
I'm liking this quiz.
In The Goonies, Chunk is known for telling long, drawn-out stories about their adventures. What communication technique is he using?
Oh.
I've got a little hint if you want one.
I will take the hint.
I've hidden the answer in the question. So the question again is in The Goonies.
I was like, can you repeat the question?
In The Goonies, Chunk often tells long, drawn-out stories about their adventures. What communication technique is he using?
Long, drawn-out storytelling?
It's storytelling.
Okay.
I give it to you.
Okay. I was like, wait, do I get that? I was like, oh God, I don't know. Storytelling is a type of communication.
It's a communication technique. Yes.
Oh, God bless. Okay. Does that make sense? Okay. All right. I got this.
You got this. All right. In Dirty Dancing, Johnny and Baby communicate through dance. What does this communication style rely on?
Oh, God bless. Okay. Dance? I'm gonna go with it relies on you knowing how to dance?
No.
Nonverbal cues?
It's nonverbal cues.
Oh, yes! Ding, ding, ding! I'm counting that because that was my second guess. Oh my God.
I wasn't sure if you'd get that one or not.
That was hard. I'm like, no, what did they do? The tango? No, was it the tango they were doing?
I think so. The tango, foxtrot, I don't know.
Pachanga, I think. I'm like knowing how to do the pachanga.
All right.
Okay, I got that. Yay. Okay, ooh, that was, I barely slid in under the buzzer on that one.
Slid in. All right. In Grease 2, Stephanie wants a cool writer. What form of communication does she use to express this?
So I obviously do not know the terminology, but I'm like, vocal or singing? Is that a, like, vocal communication?
Just music.
Because she sings it? Music. Okay. Because I'm like, because she sings it.
I'm going to give it to you because you're like.
Right. I'm taking it. Okay. So, yay, 5 for 5.
Proud of you.
I love that you used, like, all my favorite movies, too.
I know.
Awesome. So, I'm going to concede. Listeners, earlier today, we were having a conversation. And I think Casey sent me a text. And she's like, I'm really excited about your quiz questions today. I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure I'm doing the quiz. Like, I just finished putting them together. And she goes, it's me. I'm like, oh, yep, you were right. It is totally you. I messed up. Like, I said, dang, though, mine were pretty good. And you said, you just wait and see. So I'm going to concede because those mine were not this cool.
I knew they weren't.
No, they were not. So that was good.
Yeah.
And also, we'll say, also surprised me because, again, even looking into doing this episode, I was like, I don't know a lot about communication styles.
So you're probably, like, just, like, a little nervous about it?
Yeah, for sure.
So communication is one of those, I took so many classes on different communications, and I loved it. And my teachers, I mean, seriously, we had some of the most fun assignments because, like I said, some of them would be, you know, watch movies and analyze it. And, you know, of course, it always involved have to write a paper and whatever. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And then some of them would also be, like, just go out in public. And do people watching. And you had to have at least 3, like, observations that you'd have to report back on. And you'd have to write, you know, a little paper about it or whatever. And so I'm not super good. I could be so much better. Like, if I would just really sit and observe people a lot, I would know so much more about them than they realize. But
oh, just by watching their how they choose to communicate?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I'm not super, like, out in public. I'm not sitting at a restaurant paying attention to another table and, oh, what are they doing over there? What's happening? I don't do that, but for the class,
like, you guys aren't communicating super well, and I could totally help you with that.
Yeah. Like, do you see how his arms are crossed like this? He is not receiving very well what you're saying.
Because I was thinking about that with the Ursula thing, like, right body language. I do know about body language, and I know the term, like, passive aggressive.
Yeah.
And then I know, just on conversations you and I've had over the years, like, I understand, like, that there's a masculine and feminine.
Right.
But until trying to look into stuff for the show, I could put my brain to work and figure out kind of what they meant.
Yeah.
But I didn't really understand.
Hmm. And
I mean, I'm humbling myself here because, you know, we tell our listeners we are experts in everything we talk about. So
everything.
When it comes to communication, Casey's our expert in this particular field. And I'm going to.
I did have to laugh, though, whenever I was thinking about it, because, you know, I mean, between the two of us, if I were to think about, oh, who's the communicator or whatever, I would think you, right? Because you're so extroverted.
I was going to say, because I talk so much. Yeah.
Yeah. And also you have that more feminine communication style. Whereas
I do now know that about myself for sure.
Whereas I'm more introverted and very, I do observe. I just very much, I'm, once I know you, I talk all the time and I'll do all kinds of weird things. But if I don't know you, I'm going to sit there and be so quiet and just stare at you and just be like, hmm. Okay.
But do you think that's a mix of your introvert and the fact that you're more masculine? So
yeah.
And just for a quick little helper in here for any listeners who might be on more my path of stuff than on yours, the masculine communication often focuses on directness and getting to the point versus on the feminine communication. It emphasizes more like rapport building and emotional expression.
Yeah.
So I wanted to kind of just put that out there for, again, I wouldn't, until I looked it up, I didn't really notice. So then I was thinking, do you think that you're being quiet though is, again, based on more of your introverted, so you just wait till you know them? Or do you think it's part of your masculine where you don't have a point to make, so you just don't say anything?
It's such a combination of the two, because, and again, so I am a masculine communicator, which means I'm communicating with you to share information. That is my first thing that I will do until I get to know you. And then at that point, I'm going to get into, you know, just bullshitting with you about your day or whatever. But if I don't know you very well, no, the only thing I plan to do with you is communicate information. And if I don't have information to communicate to you, I don't have anything to say, really. And I don't know how to go about
it. Right.
It's like I don't know how to go about just trying to relate to somebody.
Okay, so yeah, when you first get to know someone, you're like, unless I have a direct point to make to you, I'm not going to bother.
Yeah. It's actually
talking.
It's really funny because it goes, so I'm going to tell you a story. I, at one point, was helping be a leader of one of our homeschool groups. And one of my jobs was to communicate about events that we were having, right? And so I had put something on one of these homeschool Facebook pages. I made a post about an event that we were doing. And this other lady popped on there and says something about her homeschool group is going to be at the same location, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. And then she continues to talk to me. I don't even remember what the next message was. But I call one of my friends who's also on the leadership with me. And I was like, listen, man, I don't know what this lady's trying to do. I don't know what she needs from me. She just keeps talking on there. And my friend's like, what? Let me go look at this. What's going on? She's like, Casey, she's trying to have a conversation. I was like, what? Well, that's weird. I had already communicated the information I needed to communicate. She communicated back. I said, okay. Like, I understood what you're telling me. Why did she need to go any further? Like, she's probably just trying to be nice. I'm like, well, that's weird. What do you want me to say? She's like, don't say anything, Jesus. Don't say anything.
I think that I remember you telling me that story, and I thought it was so funny because I'm like, you've had to deal with me your whole life, and I over communicate for sure.
You do. I know. Do you remember?
I'm surprised you weren't looking at that going, hey, is this Charlie replying? Like, what is this lady? Oh, she just wants to talk to me, clearly. Okay, I'm going to let her just talk.
I get so confused by it. I'm just like, what's happening? I don't know this lady. She's not even communicating information I need right now. Why is she talking to me?
Like, I don't even give a shit what she's talking about, actually.
My God. I will say,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I think because I'm more aware of it and I'm aware of how I am, I'm getting a little bit better at my skills and understanding that not everybody's trying to communicate information. Some people are just trying to be friends, which weirds me.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was going to say, hence why I had to talk you through finding a friend originally. Like, oh, that's how that works. I'm like, yes, you have to communicate.
I know.
Use your words. I am like racking my brain because there was a quote I read some time ago and I can't think of it. And it had something to do with why people tend, the quote's probably not the right word, but anyway, about why people tend to over communicate. And it was something along the lines of because you really want someone to like understand where you're coming from. And again, I don't know where that quote was or where I read it. So it was along those lines. And when I read that, it made me really take a step back and think about what I do because I over communicate. I'm going to tell you 5 different times why I feel this way.
No.
I see your eye roll. It's in the, working on it because it led me down the path of thinking that I need to be understood by everyone in order to make whatever decision I made and make it seem like it was okay.
Oh, yeah.
And so then in doing my own personal work and realizing I don't really have to, what you think of me literally does not matter.
Right.
All that matters is what I think of me. It's not saying I fixed it by any means, but it's helped me slow down some of the over explaining of things.
You know, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, do you remember as kids we got walkie-talkies up, right? Because now we could be on our bicycles on, like, different streets and be talking to each other. And you would drive me
crazy. Okay, first off, this sounds amazing. I don't remember this.
I thought you would drive me crazy on the walkie-talkie because I'd be like, I'm by the house. Over. And then you'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm going down the street and there was this rock and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? What? That's, like, that's not what these are for. It's not a phone.
That literally sounds like exactly what I would do with them too.
I remember just being like, Charlie, you're not using the walkie-talkies right. You're supposed to say blah, 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 over, and be done. And you're like, I said over when I was done. I was like, I know, but you're like communicating too much. Like, you're saying too much out there.
Like, I couldn't understand what the problem was. I'm like, I'm saying over.
Like, I said over. I was like, but do you see how I just said, like, I'm on the corner by the phone. Over. And you're like, I'm by the blue house. There's a white flower and green grass. I just skinned my knee and fell off my bike. So if you could maybe bring me, like, a wash rag. And I think I might need a band-aid. Are you going to go inside? Over?
That is awesome. That legit sounds like what I was doing too. Like, quit. Talking.
Shut up. Over.
Yeah. Yeah, for real, dude.
Oh my gosh. But
oh my god. And I was, like, I'm working on it, okay?
And I'm working on mine too.
Yeah, we're both getting there. Something like this past year that started with me was, I started looking at like the masculine and feminine energy. And I'm not going to go into the whole thing here because it doesn't go with this whole conversation, but also B, I don't know enough about what I'm doing with it yet to share it with everyone. But I was trying to draw a little bit more into my feminine energy. And oddly, in doing that is what really started me down the path of thinking about how I communicate and leaning my communication almost more masculine.
Hmm. Interesting.
I don't have enough information on how that works or looks, right? Like, I just know, like, oh, I'm trying to lean into my power as a woman. So that feminine energy, but in that energy, I'm feeling like so strong.
Yeah.
That I think it's making me verbally more just to the point instead of like
beating
around, for lack of a better word, beating around the bush.
Circling the airport.
Yeah, because I feel more confident in my decisions.
Good.
I had a friend a while back. He, yabbers. One day he's like, you can just say land the plane. I'm like, okay, because at some point you've really got to shut up. Like, can't get another word in edgewise. Just say land the plane. I'm like, got it. I will use that actually a lot more now.
I think also,
so, yeah,
there's so many different forms of communication, like, or like communication techniques, but you gotta think about all the forms of communication, because there's verbal and nonverbal, there's digital, and there's just, I mean, so much.
Right.
So like when we were talking, I mean, like in the quiz, like with Stephanie, like we communicate things through music, which we talked about.
Yes.
To go anyways.
We definitely, that's a great way to communicate, if you ask me. Well, and building on that a little too, I don't know if this quite goes with communication now, but when you said, you know, there's verbal, there's music and body language, there's now, you know, we have texting.
Oh,
so then you add emojis into stuff and it's like, okay, well, that's another, you kind of have to like, oh, well, they put
a crying laughing face. So they think this is, like, to me, I'm like, that's hilarious. So I, you know, or there was, there's the smiley face and the guy's like this.
Yeah.
I always interpreted it as the guy being like, hey. I swear I used it that way for about a year until I found out that it was a guy supposed to be hugging you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And, well, probably because I used it with you, like, hey. Yeah, I think it's supposed to be a hug, and I didn't realize it. So then all these people that are thinking, why is she hugging me? When, in, I don't know, say something stupid happened, but they're like, oh, that's such a great day, and I got that iced coffee I wanted. I'm like, yay. They're like, yay. Or the, I know there was that other big thing going around, I don't remember how long ago, but when it came out that the praying hands was really supposed to be people high-fiving.
Oh, yeah. I gotta be honest, I didn't know.
And that. I remember.
I always thought it was just the praying hands.
Yeah, no, it's, most people did. And it turned out that it's supposed to be people high-fiving each other. So someone's like, my goodness, you know, you think about how many people are like, my grandma passed away. And you're like, we're thinking about you. And now we're like, high five.
The funniest story. I had a friend, and she wasn't doing it on purpose. She legitimately just couldn't see her emojis very well. And she thought she was sitting in the praying hands, but she was sending people the bird. And I was like, hey, like, why are you flipping me off? And she's like, what? Never. And I'm like, yeah, you did. And she's like, what? She's like, oh my God, like, do you know how many people I've sent that to? Like, I'm guessing a lot.
Oh my God. Sorry, your grandma died.
Grandma's dead. I'm sorry.
Sorry, your boyfriend broke up with you. High five. Oh man.
I was dying laughing.
So funny. That is hilarious. Because, yeah, that in this day and age, people use emojis in a lot of stuff, so I don't know that it's considered a nonverbal communication, but it kind of is nowadays.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it's just like...
Just know when I send you this, I'm really celebrating. Like, I'm celebrating. I'm not trying to hug you.
I bet you got to think about it. I mean, it's just like the hieroglyphics back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we reverted back to caveman stuff.
Yeah. Well, that was another, you know, just going into the communication is... That there's, because when we started this, you know, it's like, oh, masculine, feminine. I'm like, okay. And like I said, I kind of knew enough a little bit about it. And then you get that whole other side, the nonverbal, and you're like, okay. Well, then you get the communication styles.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God, we're so there. And I looked this up, but there's four, and it was assertive, passive, aggressive, and passive aggressive.
Yep.
And I knew, I was like, I understand all those terms. I didn't think about them as communication styles. The passive aggressive, I've known that term for a long time because it does tend to side on the sarcasm right. side of stuff. So I've been known to be very passive aggressive. In my day.
Yeah. I am fairly passive aggressive. And then I can honestly, can be aggressive in my communication. And it's never necessarily on purpose. It's because, again, I am a masculine communicator. And so.
Right.
I am short and to the point. And I'm somewhat maybe forceful with it or. And it has nothing to do with anything as other than I know exactly what I'm trying to say to you. So it can be seen pretty aggressively sometimes.
And I would definitely put myself more on that passive side.
Yeah.
I think.
Agree with that.
Which is funny because on the passive, they say, you don't express your thoughts. No, we discussed how much I chat and yabber it up, and I'm going to tell you 5 times over why I think the one thought I have until you fully understand and are on my side about it or whatever the case is. But it did also mention that they are peace seekers, and I definitely sucker into that one.
Yeah. I need to find myself.
Yeah, for sure.
Or I need to be more assertive than aggressive.
Yes.
Just have a hard time.
I would think that you're. That's interesting, too, because I would have probably put you on the assertive. On the assertive. It says, you know, you communicate your needs clearly without crossing boundaries. And I feel you kind of are assertive. Whereas on the aggressive, it says that you do it in a disrespectful way. And I don't feel like you're disrespectful.
I don't think so either, but I've definitely.
I don't know.
I am.
Maybe if it's someone that doesn't know you very well.
Right. So imagine meeting me. I'm super quiet. And then when I do finally speak to you, it's a very aggressive, like, to the point. Your grandma died.
Like I said, then you talk about communication and we use it every day with every single person that we come in contact with. And I think we probably touched on it a lot during the love languages episode when we were talking about being able to talk to your partner, communicate, you know, your feelings and stuff. And we talked about communication a little bit in there as well. But you do have to be able to communicate with everyone around you.
Right.
And I just last night at work, I was chatting with a friend. I was working. And one of the servers comes over and she's chatting with the same, patron at the bar. And this server said something to me and I was like, what? And she goes, are you angry? Just calm down. Everything's fine. I'm like, I'm not angry. And the friend of mine who was the patron was like, she's not angry. And the server was like, oh, it looks like you have a really pissed off look on your face. I'm like, what? And so she thought I was mad when I wasn't even doing anything at all. Yep. And again, my friend knew I wasn't mad. And this server knows me pretty well. It's not like she was not being mean. Like, she thought she was helping me by being, is something wrong? Do you mean do something? I'm like, what? No, like, I'm in a great mood. Like, what are you talking about? And something in my facial features, you know, sent her the message that I was having a bad time.
Yeah. I think we have a bit of that resting bitch face. Because
yeah.
What's funny is, like, one of the maintenance guys here, him and I mean, we chat all the time. But he was talking to me the other day and he's like, I was so scared to ever talk to you. I was like, why? And he's like, I don't know. He's like, it just always seems like you're focused on whatever it is you're doing and you don't look overly friendly. I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like, I'm nice. He's like, no, I know. He's like, it just took me a long time to, you know, just get around to being like, hi. And also he's offered me, like, he's all the time, like, if he sees me walking around, like, he would pull up on his golf cart and be like, do you want to ride? And I'm like, no, I'm good. Because no, I am good. Like, I'm walking because I want to walk.
Right. You're like, no, I'm just enjoying the walk, man.
But I would just be like, no, I'm fine. And he's like, you wouldn't let me give you rides. And you're just always focused. You seem like you were on some kind of mission all the time. I'm like, oh, I had no idea that that's how I come across. But it is. So.
I actually could kind of see that with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I just try to smile constantly. Because I feel like if I'm not smiling, my face looks like I'm like frowning. Like I'm mad. I'm like, I'm not mad.
I'm great. I was also going to say, I was thinking about, well, some of my favorite things are when they talk about, how can you say this in a more professional way? They'd be like, fuck off. Instead, try saying.
Yeah.
Those crack me up too.
Which is funny because I would automatically say I would type out the whole try this instead, but I'd be thinking the other thing for sure. But I would never have actually been like, oh, I'm not assertive enough to type that.
Why don't you kiss my ass?
And I'm like, LOL, JK.
Oh my goodness.
I'll tell you, yeah. You know, communication's a wild one, man.
Like, with communication, you communicate so differently, like, in different settings, right? Like, and I have always told my kids this, especially just as they were growing up and whatever. I would say, listen, how you speak with your friends, you want to use your slang and whatever, that's fine. When you're speaking to somebody else,
that's fire. That's lit.
Like, I need you to sound like you have some sense and that you're educated. Do not speak to people as some kind of fucking moron. And nothing drives me more crazy than people that just... Oh, like, there was a girl at one point, and I had showed her a picture of Sunny Boy, and she's like, oh my god, he's fucking hot. And I was like, what? Why would you speak to his mother that way? Like, I cannot fathom. What you should have said is, man, you have a handsome son. Well, you're damn right I do, I know. You know what I mean? Like,
and then you're like, he's fucking hot.
He's fucking hot. Ew, gross. No.
Like, use that term with your girlfriends.
Right.
Tell me his mother. That is a good looking son you have there.
Right. But so things like that. Yeah.
There is. You know what? You're right though about that. Like, who you, depending on who you're around, maybe think about the words you're using.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So many people don't. It drives me nuts. It makes me feel like it, and it does send off to me, and it's just me probably, but if I hear you using a lot of slang or a lot of, you know, like, I ain't about that, you know, I'm like, you're so uneducated right now.
It really does send off an uneducated vibe, and that person could be 10 times smarter than I am.
Oh, hell yeah.
However, the way they choose to use their words makes me think they are not at all.
Exactly.
I just find that interesting. And I was trying to think of the word I have. Oh my gosh, what was the word like? It wasn't fixing. I was going to be like, fixing to do this. I'm like, it's not fixing. It's like when someone's like, oh, it's somewheres around here. Who says somewheres? And it's something that minuscule, but that's not the right word, to be honest. I can't think of the right word.
I want to ask you a question.
What?
They want to ask you a
question. Oh, God bless. Yeah.
So you need to ask me? What the fuck are you talking about, dude?
Yeah. I know. I can't with that kind of shit. And it drives me insane. And again, it makes you sound like you're uneducated. And you might have a PhD for all I know.
Yes.
But the words you're using aren't. And I'm not saying you need to be around me and use like a bunch of adult words, right? I'm not at all saying that. I might not understand them all, guys. But it's just how people don't realize how they come across.
Right. Or, oh my gosh.
And then because there's so much added to that with the body language you might be giving off when you say it or whatever, like you're adding so many layers of communication in that. And I'm just looking at you like you are probably not someone I want to get to know any further.
Absolutely cannot stand when people are like, oh yeah, I seen that. Did you?
Seen.
Maybe did you saw that? You saw it? Because I know you
yes.
did. didn't see that. That
literally was the word I was trying to think of a minute ago. I'm not going to name a name, but I've got someone that is in my life, and that is a very common word they use. And this person is smart, intelligent, like has it together. And every time I read, I seen this the other day, I'm like, why
are you doing that?
Yes. And it drives me. And it's the one word they use. It's funny. He finally came out with it. Cause I'm like, that's the word. Cause I couldn't think of what it was, but, and we are not talking about the same person using that word either. So that's why I think it's funny you said it.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah. That drives me insane.
I've seen it. I have somebody that I can think of off the top of my head that uses it. And smart, educated, well-educated. And I'm like, did you see that? No, you didn't. You might have saw it. You didn't see it.
Yes. I'm like, stop. Oh, my goodness. That's obviously we could get on a whole nother path of annoying ways people talk in words, but you know, coming back around on that communication is, you know, how we're talking, like you said, sometimes it's how you talk, sometimes it's the words you say, it's the body language you're using. Nowadays it's the emoji you're putting on the end of the text message. It's, you know, used to be like you're doing all caps, it means you're yelling at someone. High five. Like there's so much out there. And, you know, when you're trying to watch how you come across to people or how things look, it's, you do, like, all that stuff starts going through your head, like, oh, I don't want to look like, I don't want to have my resting bitch face. And then I'm like,
yes.
Over doing the smile, like a jackass, like, but I don't want the resting bitch face on there. So I don't remember the other day, but something you and I was watching something. I was like, oh my God, I looked like I was having a seizure because I'm not talking. And I was like shaking my head, but something without shaking. I'm like, look like I'm sitting here having a seizure right now. Like, what is going on?
What's wrong with me? Look like a moron.
Oh man. Yeah. Oh man. So I would say, like, you know, our lesson learned, growth earned on this, is find out and understand your communication style, because it can lead to better interactions with others and less misunderstandings based on assumptions.
Yes, I agree. And in our next episode, we'll explore encouraging others' dreams. You're going to get our hot take on it. Thanks for listening. Until next time, you go out there and be your favorite self.
Yes. And listeners, on our YouTube channel, we just recently started a community on there. So if you haven't seen it yet, go check it out. Come join us and join in the conversation with us. We'd love to hear from you. And if you're enjoying what you hear, make sure you're following us on all your favorite listening platforms.